not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. This is the third and final hour on this Friday, February 21st, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Jeff from Oscoda, already down in Detroit, setting up for his group's lot that is going to be outside of Cobo Hall. He told me that they are going to be bringing some food for us down to the state convention. If you're listening to this show right now and you're going to be in Detroit tomorrow morning starting at about 10, 11 o'clock, once the convention starts at 9, there'll be a bunch of presentations, a bunch of speakers, the three different camps running for chair. Michonne Maddock, Senator Jim Runstedt, and former Ambassador Joe Sella will be presenting to the group before the voting starts. And one of the things that is going to play into this is Donald Trump endorsed Michonne Maddock yesterday to succeed Pete Hoekstra as Michigan's Republican Party chair. Only 2 days before the delegates make their selection at Saturday's convention. This came yesterday. Trump went on his social media page last night to call Maddock an American first patriot who has been with me since day one and has been key to our many Republican victories in Michigan, including our historic win in 2024. Trump endorsed Mike Rogers to nail down the U.S. Senate nomination in 24, but lost in the general election to Elisa Slotkin. Back in 2022, Tudor Dixon was Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for governor, and she also lost, of course, to Gretchen Whitmer. 2023, he supported Matt DiPerno for a party chair who didn't win. Well, neither of the other two candidates, Joe Sella or Senator Jim Runstedt, are dropping out of the race due to this endorsement announcement. Both took part in a town hall hosted by Rescue Michigan, that's Adam DeAngeli's group, last night. Rhino, longtime establishment. I wish he would absolutely get out of Michigan Republican Party politics. Norm Schenkel, who's supporting Joe Sella, said everyone is entitled to make a mistake or two. He made one with DiPerno, and he made another one tonight. The Sella campaign is full speed ahead. and will campaign really hard in the last 24 hours of this campaign. Sella and Runstead's decision speaks to the oddity of this year's state party race. It's actually hard to call anybody a front runner. Various internal polls have shown wildly different results. Maddock, a longtime conservative agitator, is now the establishment candidate, while a sitting state senator is being viewed as an outsider. Meanwhile, the white-collar, button-up business guy, Joe Sella, who would have been laughed out of the room, is being considered as a right alternative. Going to be a very interesting state convention. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
I'm excited to announce Bernadette Smith, our current GOP vice chair, as my co-chairman. Her energy and passion are truly inspiring.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to join forces as we work together to raise the funds our party needs to champion President Trump's MAGA agenda and to defeat the Democrats in 2026.
And together we will make Michigan great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How the heck are you today?
We're doing a lot better. Doctor appointments are going in good directions. Vicky actually took minutes last night at the County Board of Commissioners meeting, and she'll be back to work on Monday. She's going to be there on Monday. So we're taking off right after the show when we hang up here at noon, jumping in the Yukon and heading to Detroit for the state convention. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about, Tristan, is because of, you know, obviously all the things that we've been through here for the last couple of weeks, made me start thinking about you and thinking about what you do for families. And, you know, there comes a point in time when people become basically uninsurable when it comes to life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I realized, you know, in the hospital with Vicky, not only her age, but also these issues, these health issues, these are now things that basically she's uninsurable when it comes to life insurance. But this just doesn't happen as we get older and start having, you know, different cancers and operations and things, heart issues, whatever. This can actually start happening to younger people as well.
Yeah, Randy, you know, with this, with Vicky, and, you know, my prayers from my family are with you and Vicky through the treatments, through the diagnosis, and through the ultimate recovery.
Thank you.
But it does make me think about this, and I truly, deeply care about people and the coverages for their family. And this brings me back to my best friend growing up. His name is Ryan. And he was diagnosed with childhood leukemia when he was 22 years old, and which made him uninsurable at 22 years of age. And Ryan just passed away back in January at the age of 48. And so this really can happen to anyone. And that's why when I talk to people about life insurance, if they've got a mortgage, if they've got school debt, if they just want final expenses, if they want to make sure that their kids go to college and they want that paid for, I just can't stress enough how important it is to lock in that term coverage. That's the most inexpensive way to get life insurance.
Yep.
Early on in life.
Well,
when you're young and healthy, before any of these things may happen.
Well, and the other point of this is that, again, we can't stress this enough, because people are younger without these issues, mm-hmm. and get this basically analyzed by the life insurance department there with Farm Bureau, they're mm-hmm. looking at a situation where these rates are so affordable now as opposed to later when these health issues pop up, sometimes, like you said, making yourself completely uninsurable.
Mm-hmm. Or it's a health issue that pops up that makes it very expensive to be insured.
Right.
That's the other component. Maybe it's not a cancer diagnosis. Maybe it's a different type of ailment or condition that maybe you have an idea it might be in your family tree somewhere that possibly could pop up. You want to lock in the, you know, at least term coverage for as long as possible, as much as possible, because guess what? If you locked in, let's say you locked in $500,000 term policy for 20 years, you know, 5 years in, you're diagnosed with a condition that makes you uninsurable. You are still insured. Guess what? You can then, I would do it sooner rather than later because of cost, but you can convert that policy to permanent life insurance, irregardless of your health condition, that goes the rest of your life.
And because you simply made the decision to check it out, to find out about it, and at least have a consult with you where you can explain this to people.
Absolutely. You know, maybe it's you're thinking about, you know, an end of life policy to cover burial expenses, final expenses, and so you're looking at a $25,000 whole life policy that goes to the the rest of your life. Maybe you're looking at something you want to convert later upon, you know, entering retirement age. So you're going to lock in a $20 million policy so that you can convert as much as you can afford later on down the road as you near retirement. But you know you want something. Maybe you're going to be selling a house in the next couple of years. We lock in a 10-year term policy because you know you're going to convert that policy to permanent or, you know, to something else in
right.
the near future.
Right. Has a return investment on it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you just sold a house and you're sitting on some cash and that you don't technically need for living expenses, and you're looking for an option, you can do what's called a single premium life policy, where you take, let's say, $100,000 and you dump that into a life policy. You have access to that cash right away, and you've got a death benefit. And if it's never touched, it grows in cash value, and the beneficiaries receive that money tax-free, state and federal.
State and federal taxes, zero.
Zero.
Unbelievable. One other thing, I got a text message here just now. I had cancer, it said, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still insurable because I have it in my history, or has 5 years been long enough for me to get life insurance?
Yeah, so that some of this is a case-by-case basis. There's a lot of variables. The best thing to do would be to give me a ring. We would do an application. The life insurance underwriters would go through that health history, and we'll find out.
Okay, so basically, it is a possibility that she could get insured.
Yes, correct.
Got it. One other component to this, and it's kind of interesting, and I've advocated for this. I've said it on the radio for years, and I've told you and I've told the audience before, you know, Tom Heward, State Farm insurance agent, young, you know, Randy Bishop, 18 years old, senior in high school, $1 million whole life policy, $22 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, man, I wish I had that policy in effect all these years.
well, think about it. You know, maybe a child, I say a child, you know, somebody 18, 20 years old gets a little inheritance from their grandma or something that passes away, or she leaves them some money. What a better deal than to buy a single premium life policy that's with them for the rest of their life, that grows cash value they can borrow against in the future if they so desired. And it's just locked in. They never make another payment. They can literally forget about it.
Yeah.
And it's there to take care of them 50, 60, 70 years up the road. A nice long life. They pass away. There's a life insurance policy there for their heirs for final expenses, or to leave to their grandkids to do the same thing all over again.
Well, in the other aspect to it, I lost that policy when I went to Michigan State. Back then, Tristan, we didn't have automatic ACH auto debits taking out of our checking or debit cards. You know, we got a monthly invoice in the mail, and I had to mail in a check, you know, and it had like a 10 or 15 day grace period for the mail to get there. But when I went to Michigan State, my mom never, you know, forwarded me the bill or never told me about it. I totally forgot about it, honestly.
Today,
now that's all done. It's automatically done for us by signing up with you.
Yeah, we can set these up. I mean, sometimes we get life policies as low as $18-$20 a month, you know, depending on age and the amount. I mean, there's so many variables in this. But the first step that I just would implore people to do, get approved. Let's do an application. It's free. There's no obligation. You can say, yep, that's great. Yep, I know I'm super approved, super preferred. This is a great rate, but I've decided not to do it. And I'm going to say, hey, fantastic. If you ever change your mind, just come back and see me.
Yeah.
I love to talk through these things with people so they know their options, and hopefully they lock in at least lock in a 10-year, $100,000 policy.
Right.
Then you have options throughout that 10 years. Those are generally so inexpensive. I mean, people spend more money on coffee on a weekly basis than
right.
for a life policy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number to his office in Bel Air. It's 231-533-6489, 231-533-6489, or online, his name, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N, Cole, C-O-L-E.com. That takes you to his Farm Bureau office as well, and you can schedule an appointment through there. Tristan, one other question. I just got a text. I don't know the answer to this. Can I purchase life insurance on my great-grandchildren?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you can. Okay.
You can do that on grandchildren, on children, I believe nieces and nephews. There's a lot of options there. And those would be whole life policies. I have one that I pay for my grandson, for example. And he'll have that for the rest of his life. So there's lots of options for family members to buy these, to purchase these policies for their grandkids, great grandkids. And that's where I would really encourage people to look at that single premium policy, one payment done. Another payment's never needed for the life of that individual. And it's a great return and a great legacy that you can leave for your family.
Okay. Another text message coming from a business owner. He has a manager and a accountant on staff in his company. Is he able to buy life insurance, making himself the beneficiary or his company, because he considers them key men to the operations?
Yes, this is another one that's very, very important to do. If you have a key individual in your company that if they were suddenly taken out of the equation by an act of God, or they passed away, that it would be a detriment financially to the company. Yes, the company can take out a policy with the company as the beneficiary to cover that loss. And that's something I would implore businesses to do as well, to protect themselves financially. You also see that with partners. Say you have two people that own the business, they do cross life policies so that if one were to pass away suddenly, that the other would have the funds to buy the other family out, because a lot of business partners would not want to be in business with the family of the deceased partner necessarily.
Got it. So all of those questions are options, definitely something that you can handle for people.
100%. And then I have available to me what I call my life specialist. Farm Bureau has two of them. The one that I use most often, his name is Jim. He lives in the Northern Michigan community with us. And we travel statewide to meet with people to do long-term financial planning, of which, life insurance is often a component, but it's to, maximize income and minimize taxes and help set people up for retirement and for that future planning aspect. And Jim is absolutely incredible, and I get access to him about once a month, and so we have to think ahead and plan these meetings in advance to sit down at kitchen tables or in my office to go over these things. But it's so valuable and quite the resource for listeners.
Now, one thing I have to warn you, we have a lot of listeners online, downstate. You're willing to travel downstate if you get one of our listeners that wants you to help them out?
Yes. If we need to do that, we can make that happen. Or there's always Zoom. Zoom calls with Jim, I've done multiples. They are very effective, and we can go through so many different aspects of this. And if they're thinking that life insurance should be a component of this, one of the things that we can do ahead of time is get approved. So we've got an approval. We know where people are sitting so that conversation can be as constructive as possible.
Okay, so you've already done the health background. Mm-hmm. Yep. You've done all that. They're basically approved. Now the question is, which product you want them to go into?
That's correct. Because as with any plan or program, the key portion of it is you have to be able to fund it. This is not, these aren't free programs. They do cost money. But we spend money on all kinds of things all the time, and how do we spend money wisely? What do we invest in, again, to minimize taxes and maximize income in our retirement years, or in the event that we should pass away?
Sure. Or, like you say, be diagnosed with a health issue that makes you uninsurable.
Yeah, because a lot of times people really start thinking about life insurance when they near retirement age. Well, that's one of the more expensive times to purchase life insurance. Let's get those, a term policy locked in when you're, younger and healthy, so that when you near retirement age, we've got conversion options on the table with that the health status when it was first written.
Sure, absolutely. Appreciate you very much. Good information. Again, if you'd like me to text you his numbers, contact info, text me Tristan. Or TC for Tristan Cole, and I'll send it to you. Thanks a lot, Tristan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Randy. Bye-bye.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great,